Hello, and welcome to the third installment of The Two Ricks, Neon Apocalypse, sponsored by the Church of Dim. How are you doing, Rick?
I am well.
Very good. All right. Well, you know, I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I wanted to get to the core essence of what drives us here, because we're really figuring stuff out as we go along, too. So, you know, I guess the question that's burning on my mind, why do humans think that they are better than any other species, any living thing?
Good question. Good question. I suppose there's a couple of reasons. The big one could be that they were told that that was true in that one book.
The one book that's the, you mean the biggest best-selling book of all time?
Not Daniel Steele.
All right, no, but it's like...
But no, Genesis chapter 1, you know, that whole God made the animals and put Adam in charge. And I think for the people who are of that particular faith, or those faiths, as there are three big religions that all believe in the truth of Genesis, that humans have been set above the other animals by design. Now, I'm going to guess...
You're talking about children, right? Not adults. Adults don't believe this.
Yes.
Oh, they do.
I would think.
Wow.
Well, they're supposed to if they read the book. But at any rate, it could be that, or it could be something better where people look around and they don't see deer driving in Maseratis. They don't see, you know, sharks with 401k plans. The output that humans have created, you know, the heights that we've scaled, the buildings and monuments we've constructed are so neat. Compared to what, you know, how many bears have you seen that have ever made it onto a sitcom?
So basically animals have just not taken from nature, and we have.
That makes us better.
Oh, destruction equals progress.
Yeah, at least in our book it does.
Which is the tagline for Manifest Destiny, no? Destruction makes it...
Yeah, if you want to get technical. So America founded on the idea of, hey, look at all that good stuff. Let's break it.
But, you know, you brought up a good question, though. It's just like you don't see a deer driving a car, but you do see Coco the gorilla, you know, signing 800 words in sign language, but nobody seems to be able to speak gorilla. So who has the advantage there?
Right, yeah, well, one bilingual ape, and as far as we know... No humans can speak to any other animals. You're right there.
Moreover, could we survive in the wild with nothing? I mean, we like to think that we're more intelligent, but could we survive in the wild with nothing? There are probably six people who could survive in the wild without taking anything with them.
Right.
And yet the animals seem to be able to do just fine with it.
Yeah.
We rely on police and military and doctors and firefighters and athletic cups and applesauce
and McDonald's.
And we're not doing any of this ourselves, and it's all protecting us.
Yeah, that's
poor
a good
little
point.
Humans.
I mean, where's the drive-through in the middle of the forest, you know? I mean, how would we be able to conveniently get our burger and fries from the woods? I mean, how many people could catch and kill or know which plants to eat and which mushrooms cause instantaneous diarrhea? I don't know.
Oh, I know the ones that do.
See, I don't know any of that. I would not survive for a minute. I barely can survive in like a Holiday Inn because the service is so poor. You know.
Well, if you're not going to get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no kidding. I had the last time I was in up in Tacoma, I think it was. They wanted to charge me $10 just to use Wi-Fi. $10.
You know, I had the PS3 was on the. Fritz, and so I couldn't get my Netflix, and I couldn't get my pay-per-view, couldn't get my Dish TV.
Jeez.
I had to put...
What did you do?
I had to put a DVD into a player, like a berry picker. I mean, like, I was...
It's like a caveman.
It was
yeah.
really... It really was. It was really sad, but, you know, part of this is, you know, something you brought up is just imagining what it would be like if we sterilized the human race... maybe with diarrhea mushrooms, and just started to, over time, to lose people, right? And how cool mm-hmm. would it be to be one of the last people on Earth when the wilderness has taken over? You are the minority. And, you know, you walk out your front door, which is covered in some kind of, you know,
moss,
fungal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see an eagle that is, you know, in the mouth of a lion, which has been taken off by a pterodactyl and, you know, swarmed by fire ants.
You must be talking East Coast. We don't have most of that stuff over
just
here.
Just this majestic, this majestic spectacle of nature, just the wildness happened before your eyes. I mean, I think that would just be a real perk.
Yeah.
You know, before you were yourself consumed by some ungodly creature.
Yeah, probably germs. We'd be dead instantly.
Germs. Those are the more boring types of wild.
Yeah, if you're going to get eaten, try and get eaten by something big.
So I'm not Bear Grylls. You know, I don't know how to drink my own piss. And so it's going to be really difficult for me to survive in the wild. And I think the animals get their point, you know, get the point for that.
Right, right. I'm with you.
Just too many people protecting us. We have, you know, bicycle helmets, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right,
We invent things like trampolines and stuff that you roll on hard concrete. And then when you fall, people treat it as a trap. Well, they should have been wearing a helmet. I don't think so. I don't think that is natural selection at work. And if we remove that, we've got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's go to the DIM Award for today. The DIM Award we give off.
Okay.
And it's not the Darwin Award, as some have suggested.
Yes.
It is the DIM Award, wherein we are celebrating the revert back to
dumber times.
Single cell amoeba.
Yeah.
We're talking about devolving.
Right. People who are showing clearly that they are not a highly evolved human being as the rest of us claim to be.
And now, that would sound a lot like the Darwin Awards, just given the name. But it's different.
Totally different. Because the Darwin Award is for someone who has taken themselves out of the gene pool in order to promote the human species into evolving further. We are less about promoting the evolution of people further and more about people dying off so that we don't have any more evolution whatsoever.
I think that sentence itself set us back a couple of years.
See?
Yeah.
Doing my part.
All right. You know, I had these stories open so I could read, you know, the details of each. However, I'm just going to go with the nuts and bolts. The first entry for the DIM Award is a woman in the South, not to pick on the South, but they suck, who decided that she was tired of seeing a snake in her front lawn, which would probably be mostly dirt and a 52 Chevy shell, and poured gasoline onto this poor snake. Her son lit the match, threw it on the snake, which immediately slithered into the bushes next to their house and burned it to the ground, along with their neighbor's house. So you see how stupidity can not only affect you, it can affect those close to you.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. See, that lady, really, that's pretty good. I like that one.
The second one has to do with a man, and as I said, I don't have the details. Maybe it would be better if we kept him anonymous anyway. Who recounts with great detail being swallowed by a hippo in Africa. He describes the tumultuous nature of the event and being held underwater and wondering whether he could hold his breath longer and whether he should just succumb to his fate, and eventually finds himself, after several broken ribs, inside a hippopotamus. Now, I looked up hippopotamus on Wikipedia.
Right.
Where all the scholars go to.
Right.
And the first thing I noticed is that the hippopotamus is almost exclusively an herbivore.
Okay.
Now, what does this say when you go from being an herbivore to swallowing a dude whole? I think they're starting to strike back.
Well, it could be that, or the guy was dumb enough to be near its mouth.
Well, there's definitely that. That's not going away.
Right.
No, that's definitely a factor, but it seems to me if you're a hippo and they're starting to swallow people whole, I think they're making a statement.
I like it. Yeah.
As we're devolving, animals are evolving.
Good. Well, yeah, Coco can talk, you know, American Sign Language, and hippos have taken to eating tourists. This is all good. Yeah. And snakes, apparently, can make political statements as well.
This man did have a gun with him. However, he said he never had a chance to use it. I don't know quite what that means, if the inside of a hippo was too constraining for him to reach it, or he just forgot, or I don't know what that was. But I do remember the quote of all quotes when asked about the timing of the event and how long he had spent inside the hippo before eventually crawling his way out to tell us his tale. His quote, "Time moves slowly when you're inside a hippo." And, you know, truer words I don't think have ever been spoken.
It sounds like Steinbeck to me. So, yeah, that's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do, you know, as far as answering these questions. I guess, you know, more research is needed. But we'll be here. We'll be here, you know, hitting the hard stories
right.
to try to find out why is it that people think that they're so special.
Right. Now, should we award the DIM Award to one of those people?
Oh, yeah. As always, who do you think should receive it this time?
I'm thinking in this case, it is dumb to be near a hippo, but the media portrays hippos as being kind of friendly, whereas someone who watches an intellectual program like, say, Crocodile Hunter,
right,
as I used to watch frequently before.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He was killed by an animal. Surprise. Okay. But what you learned from that show is that hippopotamuses are extremely territorial and do actually kill, I think they said, more people than lions, snakes, and spiders put together in Africa.
Yes, they are the number one.
Yeah, so stay away from hippos. So that guy really probably should get a second place award for being close enough to a hippo to be in its mouth. That's dumb. But I got to give the DIM Award this time to a woman who would try to set something on fire with gasoline, not realizing how close that gasoline fire is going to be to her own home.
And is that the best method you can choose? You don't have a shovel?
Yeah. Just,
you don't have a...
Be a little more quick about it instead of burning something and torturing it.
You're in the South. You don't have a Confederate flag you can stab it with the pole?
Or for that matter, don't they both? Isn't it required that you have a gun on you at all times in the South?
I don't know. And what about the snake handlers of the South? How do they feel about you killing somebody you should be worshiping?
Isn't there a religious aspect to that? Because I've heard of the snake wranglers that are religiously motivated.
We're actually going to touch on that in future shows.
Ooh, snake wranglers.
Yes. Because we, as you can imagine, fully celebrate
snake
and appreciate and encourage snake handling.
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Not if you're young. Not if you're young and have potential. I'm talking about the ones that are already gone.
Yeah, give the ones that are young and have potential the illusion that they may make something out of their lives. I like that. Yeah, right. But
well,
I'm gonna give the DIM Award this time to the gasoline snake killer.
And I would like to think the snake is still alive and the woman isn't. But but that's just my own bias. You know, as always, save your 8% tithing. Nobody gives it to you cheaper. Save it until at such time we have some place where you can send it so we can continue.
Right. As soon as our official religion is official, then we'll officially tell you where you can give us your money.
Yeah, and, you know, so we can continue the great work here informing you of why humans are going to hell in a handbasket.
Ooh.
So until next time, I'm Rick.
And I am Rick.
And this is The Two Ricks.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Crocodile Hunter. Too soon. Love Crocodile Hunter.